there are still areas of concern and issues that we think need to be addressed. I think chiefly among those are issues relating to low levels of compliance from some sectors, and in particular, the professionals. And we have essentially been putting systems in place in order to address non-compliance in these areas. And as you heard mentioned, we are now in a stronger position to take action in terms of non-compliance because we do have in-house counsel who can give the necessary guidance to us. One of the main problems I think we are encountering in VAT is the absence of receipt being given by businesses, and I want to encourage taxpayers that when you purchase services or products from any supplier or business, you should get a receipt. By law, once you pay money for a product or service, you should be given a receipt. And the absence of receipts are hampering to some extent our auditing process because businesses are making transactions without giving a receipt and thereby not having that necessary documentary evidence that would support their submissions when it comes to the payment of VAT.